Ms. Mann distinguishes between sexist beliefs and systemic prejudice. For instance, the idea that women have certain innate characteristics, being loving and nurturing, say, and natural roles that derive from them, wife, mother, is sexist. It is when women fail to behave as they should that her version of misogyny comes into play, when men punish them for being too sexually active, or not enough, for neglecting their domestic responsibilities, or for claiming male roles, such as leadership. Her misogyny is the enforcement structure of sexism. In her recent book, Down Girl, Ms. Mann argues for an ameliorative approach to concepts, one she draws from another philosopher, Sally Hasselinger, whereby they are made fit for philosophical scrutiny. The vindictive psychology of some men is beyond such analysis, but the expectations widely imposed on women, and how nonconformists are treated, can be probed and maybe even changed. What words mean is generally determined another way. Most linguists believe that they simply mean what people use them to mean. As virtually all modern lexicographers acknowledge, dictionaries are there to register actual usage, not to tell the mass of people that they are deploying a word incorrectly. If philosophers or activists want dictionaries to include a new meaning, they have to get people to use the word that way.